The report to council was presented by County Sustainability Director Lisa Yoder. As Council Chair Kim Carson noted, one interesting item was that the majority of the county's emissions come from its landfill.
And that's something that's tough for us because we don't have control over, you know, what goes into the landfill. But we can create programming to divert as much as we can from going in, and then look at, are there different ways to process what's there?
Meanwhile, they're still looking at their public buildings and vehicle fleet to figure ways of curbing their carbon footprint.
We need to look at our buildings and make sure that our buildings are as efficient as possible. We need to look at our transportation fleet and make sure that, you know, we've already gone a long ways in changing some of those over to all electric, or to at least hybrid vehicles where appropriate. Even some of the larger vehicles, we've moved to hybrids. In fact, I know the sheriff is driving one. And at first he's like, okay, this thing's going to probably not give me the power I want, but, you know, as the leader of this organization, I need to set an example. And he loves it.
Carson said on Wednesday that she wants to reevaluate some of their programs aimed at energy efficiency.
Well, there were a couple of programs that weren't able to be instituted. And I think we just need to take a look at those and say, you know, is this still a priority? And, you know, look at where we will get the biggest bang for the buck.
One of those items is the county's objective to get more energy-effective construction into new buildings. Carson said, though, they cannot require it in the building code.
And we are constrained by law, but we could, I hope, provide some incentives. So Lisa said, working with Utah Clean Energy, they have some areas where, you know, I think they refer to them as enhancements, where, you know, I think at least if we can provide the education for people that are, for developers and those that are looking at building a home, and let them know what's available out there as far as technology that can reduce their emissions. For me, I see that as still a priority area.
Finally, one anomaly is an increase in the energy used for street lights and traffic lights. Carson said that's a minuscule part of their energy picture, but they don't know why it's happening.
You know, we're not sure. Lisa, at this point, you know, she discovered that, but she hasn't had the time to go in and, you know, figure out why. The thing is, that contributes less than 1% of our overall emissions, so it's a very small amount, even though it increased by 15%. It could be because of some of the new electronics available to be able to, you know, have buses change lights. I mean, we really don't know the answer to that, but she'll be looking into it.
County Council Chair Kim Carson. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.